we're so tired of it. All the politicians have corruption affairs that are tied to them. People are just tired of everything.
Alexandra says this while standing towards the back of a gathering at the Place de la République in central Paris.
Most of people, they don't even want to vote for someone. I think just everyone's tired of it.
Various speakers are using a megaphone to express similar thoughts to hers, addressing a crowd that's facing a large white sheet that says Fillon le million en prison, Fillon the million in prison. François Fillon is the latest French politician to be involved in a corruption scandal. He's the presidential candidate for the conservative Les Républicains party, and he's under investigation for putting his wife and children on the public payroll, funneling nearly €1 million to them over the years as assistants. Hiring family members isn't in and of itself illegal in France, but in this case, they're accused of not doing any work. Fillon is being formally investigated for abusing public funds. At the gathering in Paris, where admittedly few, if any, people attending would have actually voted for Fillon anyway, Pierre says that the scandal just adds to a general feeling of disconnect from politicians. He's always felt that the National Assembly or Parliament isn't really representative of the country.
When you look at those people, they're like old white gray hair, white men. They all come from the same schools, and they're all part of the same kind of elite. And it just takes like one corruption scandal, one affair, for people to realize that, wait, this is because these people, they have the power, and they feel that they can get away with anything, really.
Last year, the French chapter of Transparency International surveyed French people about corruption and found that more than half considered politicians and those in power to be corrupt. 77% felt that way about members of parliament. For Alexandra, this is very alarming.
It's so, so dangerous because when you have the population that's thinking like this, they're going to vote for someone like Trump, Marine Le Pen, that even this Marine Le Pen has actually, like, she's not clean.
She's referring to the leader of the far-right Front National, Marine Le Pen, who's also a member of the European Parliament and who's under investigation for using parliament funds to pay for party staff. These kinds of scandals have an impact on the public.
People, for the time being, they just dislike politicians. There is such a heavy and big and enormous mistrust.
Nathalie Goulet is a politician, a senator. She says one way to win over the public's trust again is for the French Parliament to become more open about how it spends its money. The Fillon scandal has brought to light the practice of hiring family members, and it turns out that Goulet worked for her husband when he was a senator. She says that her training as a lawyer helped him on the campaign trail during his 1999 re-election bid.
It was very useful for him, because I was very helpful for all kind of speeches he has to write, for the legal advice on the subject.
After the campaign, once he was elected, Goulet became his assistant. She was his deputy, and when he died in 2007, she took over his seat. For Goulet, hiring family members makes sense.
Sometimes you really need somebody you trust.
But not everybody sees it that way.
It's a vision of some kind of familial capitalism, like, oh, it's the family business. So you can hire your wife or your kids, and it's okay. But we're not talking about businesses, right? We're talking about politics. So it should be different.
Lorraine Bouneau is the executive director of Transparency France, one of the leading anti-corruption organizations in the country.
I'm sure that some family members have actually really done the job that they were hired for. But the fact that there is suspicion is problematic in itself.
Senator Nathalie Goulet feels this. As the vice president of the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, she travels abroad with French delegations. With increased suspicion, everything she does comes under scrutiny. If the Senate pays her travel expenses, she says, people complain.
The people are complaining because you spend public money. If you are invited, that also is a problem because you are paid by foreign country. So the people are never pleased.
That's not to say that people shouldn't demand and get transparency, she says, and this extends to how MPs and senators hire staff and pay for their expenses. Lawmakers in both chambers receive a monthly amount of money, about €7,000, to hire staff. They also get a separate amount for expenses.
MPs receive an envelope to cover their expenses, so it's used to pay the rent, for example, of your office back in your district, travel expenses, things like that.
We have a 6,000 a month for the expenses linked to the term. And this part is out of taxes.
You could basically pay personal expenses and nobody would be able to control that because there's no transparency on that.
We cannot pay for any real estate. We cannot make ourselves patrimonial assets with this money. So we have some rules.
But who's checking?
Nobody.
In the eyes of citizens, it appears as, oh my God, what is happening behind the curtains of democracy? Of course, most of the political leaders and MPs are not corrupted. But then if there's no mechanism of control, how can citizens think that they're using this money, this public funding, in the right way?
These opaque measures have been in place for a long time, and France has seen its share of corruption scandals. But the public anger is new. Attendees at the gathering at République in Paris try to explain why they didn't act before.
To me, I found it was like a topic so far away from me.
I think collectively we kind of turned a blind eye on this.
It was like kind of, okay, there is corruption, but the world around us is fine. The growth was there. People don't make the revolution if they have perspective of a better future. But now the perspective of a better future is hugely altered.
François Fillon has long insisted that he's above the fray of scandal, notably in comparison to former President Nicolas Sarkozy and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé, both of whom Fillon beat in the party's primary. Sarkozy is under investigation for several campaign finance issues. Juppé was convicted in 2004 for misusing public funds in the 80s. Fillon's portrayed himself as different.
We're talking about this guy that we all think was clean and actually is not.
While this issue has brought up anger in an election year, the scandal that really woke up politicians was the case of Jérôme Cahuzac, a former socialist MP. He resigned as budget minister in 2013, less than a year after he was appointed, in the face of tax fraud allegations. After repeatedly insisting that he was innocent, he finally admitted to having had a foreign bank account for 20 years, where he was hiding untaxed income. He was convicted for tax evasion and banned from the party. Lorraine Bounot of Transparency France says this jolted lawmakers into action.
It was definitely a pivotal moment for transparency of public life. It gave birth to three major laws, preventing conflict of interest and fighting fiscal fraud, but also creating a new status to protect whistleblowers. It created two new institutions.
Institutions to monitor and even prosecute public officials involved in corruption and conflicts of interest. Scandals, it would seem, are what get things to change.
It's opacity and then scandal and then transparency.
Senator Nathalie Goulet says this transparency requires a culture shift in French political life. She compares French lawmakers with their German counterparts. When they travel, they get frequent flyer miles.
In the German parliament, those mileage are getting back to the transportation office to be able to pay by mileage for other tickets. You will never, ever, ever get those kind of things in the parliament. Nobody will think one single second that they have to bring that mileage by to a common pot. But it doesn't mean that we cheat. It's just that those kind of questions were never on the table clearly.
And Goulet says this is the case across public life, not just in politics.
Transparency was not part of the life for medical service, for pharmaceutical firm, banking. And, we have been living for ages without this need of transparency, which is absolutely obvious now.
But in the past, it wasn't as obvious. And old habits die hard.
You have so many behavior which looks very strange right now, but 10 years ago, it was absolutely the rule. 15 years ago, most part of the MP get a part of their money in cash. And it was a rule. Doesn't mean that it was a good rule. It's just that it was a rule. Sometimes the people have been elected for 30 years. So it's sometimes difficult for them to understand that it's a new world and that we have to face this kind of requirement to rebuild the trust.
Goulet is hoping to see a shift in mentalities with a new parliament. After elections in June, a large portion of the National Assembly will be replaced. New faces might bring a new culture to the institution. And in the face of public pressure, the institutions themselves are changing. In the near future, both chambers will likely implement new transparency measures on how money is spent. Corruption has become a major issue for voters who are taking to the streets in a continuing struggle to find justice inside and outside the halls of power. Sarah Elsis, RFI, Paris.